All right. Wampanoag Town Advisory Board, December 14th, 2021, 7 o'clock. I'll call this meeting to order. Would someone like to offer the invocation? We're skipping? All right. Amen. And pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call, Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Lyman. You there, Blake?
Blake Shannon.
Item number two.
William Covington.
Oh, sorry.
It's more so for you guys, it's fine.
John?
Oh.
You're officially here.
I am. John Sessing, Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Robert Shakespeare, Southern Nevada Water Authority.
You don't have to.
I don't know, let's just go with it.
You don't feel left out, though.
No, I don't.
Item number two, public comment for general public about items on this agenda. All right. Item number three, for the approval of the minutes from September 28th, 2021.
How many do we approve it?
I'll second that.
You okay with that, Blake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Item number four, approval of the agenda for December 14th to hold, combine, or delete any items. I'll approve.
I'll second it.
Item five, informational items. Clark County Parks and Recreation to discuss community tax and bonds for discussion only.
I was told that you guys had questions regarding what is done with the funds, what Parks and Recreation does with the funds. Is that correct?
Lola and Callie had more of the questions, and they're the two that aren't here.
Okay.
But
I can tell you about what we do with it.
I think it was more along the lines of why Mwapa and Logandale and Overton have pay into their Parks and Rec funds differently, something along those lines.
Okay. Then I cannot give you the official county answer on that because I was not here when it happened, and I haven't been given that information from finance. It's actually a finance question at this point, other than how we spend it. I can, like I said, I can account for the part-time staff, the programs, and the supplies that are run with it. But as far as how it came to be, I can't give you an official answer because I wasn't actually employed by the county when it happened. It, as I understand it, happened around 1988.
Yeah, we actually did a bunch of stuff with bonds, and the power company helped us with a bunch of stuff. I wasn't on the board at the time, but I remember those meetings, and actually the railroad kicked in some. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get the community center and this park and all the lights and everything mostly through bonds here in Mwapa, and then help from the power company and the railroad and some of the other entities here in the area. At least that was my understanding. I could be incorrect on that. But another thing that we had talked about that we wish we had a little clarification on, we had several meetings on this piece of playground stuff with the little kids. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming here and meeting with the contractors and things like that. I don't remember ever having anything to do with this one over here.
Right, I was in those meetings with you and John Ray.
But this one over here, that was not part of those meetings.
Right, we did not discuss that.
And it just came, showed up, and it really upset one particular member of our community who actually donated that stuff for her son's Eagle Scout project.
Right.
I understand that it's had to be upgraded for safety and whatever and things like that.
No, but Kelly?
It would have been nice to let her know and let us be part of it and involve us in at least an informational meeting saying, this is what we're doing to you.
It's due next time.
But that never happened.
Right. No, I was not aware of it as well, Bob. That I'm not trying to push anything onto any other group. It's just sometimes there is a disconnect between departments when real property management is responsible for the development and procurement of parks, physical facilities, and then Parks and Recreation is responsible for the programs and the day-to-day function of the recreation centers. And it's, like I said, it's not to put anything onto RPM at all. It's not, it's just that sometimes communication does fall short on both sides of it. And when I found out about it, I talked to that same person and I was like, I'm really sure that the playground that we're talking about is the one that was sand and had a slide on it. And then I came up and actually saw what was taken out before it was actually installed, but what was just taken out that day. And I was amazed. I was shocked.
You know, I mentioned other entities besides those. The park is named after him. And that's his wife. So.
And I understand that at some point, the playground had been installed for greater than 10 years. And it was something that was taken from another site and put in here with some expertise. But at the time when it was installed with wood chips as its...
Oh, you had a rubber mat underneath it.
No, at the time when it was installed,
you're right, you're correct.
And then the county came along and said, well, that doesn't meet today's standards. And so they put the safety surfacing in. And that was what, over in our meetings, that's what I understood was going to be replaced was the safety surfacing. And then there was going to be a shade structure put over it. That's what was discussed when we had our engineering meetings, design and engineering meetings here. I was not aware of the fact that they were going to redo the whole playground. But I...
Did we make peace with Pat?
Did we get peace with Pat? I don't know that that's something that I could ever get. Just because of my employment with the county. Uh-huh. But I know that the playground is beautiful, and in the spirit of why it was installed in the first place, it's fantastic. This is by far, in my professional opinion, our most complete park within all of North County. As to the fact that it has not one but two playgrounds to serve all ages of kids, it has regular swings, which no other playground that we have has. They have the smaller kids' swings, but not the nice full-size swings. And it has just all the amenities. It has a splash pad, a walking path, a pavilion, a lighted ball field,
no
concession
pool.
Stand with restrooms.
No swimming pool.
I'm sorry, John.
Why you gotta get me in the back there?
But I do have one criticism of it. We used to do the Scouts fitness evaluations when they were started out as Boy Scouts. We don't have Boy Scouts anymore, but we used to do the chin-up bars over here. We no longer have chin-up bars, but we don't have Scouts anymore, so...
Well,
oh well.
That's also something that could be discussed with... Because in researching the 2690 fund, I did talk to somebody in finance, and they let me know that the funds that are not used, because Parks and Recreation, we don't spend all of what is allocated every year, especially in our part-time staffing. Those funds don't go to some black hole in the county. They stay with the 2690 tax base so that those funds continue to accrue. And that's something that could be used on park improvements like a fitness cycle that we put out there.
How come you didn't mention this when we went through we didn't put it on the list.
Oh, we didn't put it on the list, but I knew.
No, but that was something we could have put in.
We don't have Scouts anymore, so.
Yeah, but still, someone might want to do pull-ups.
It's something
not
that,
me,
that we still
but
talk
someone
about
might.
Within the county, and it could still be, it could be something that was still incorporated into the park.
Thanks.
Just saying, because I had the same questions about where does the money go? And the person in finance said that it stays within this fund. This is the only one in Clark County that's 2690. And so that money stays in 2690. It stays
that does not include the Virgin Valley area, right?
No, no.
It's just the Logandale, Overton, Moapa?
No, it's just, not just Moapa.
Just Moapa?
Just Moapa.
Moapa's the only one that has a special parks fund.
Okay.
On your property tax.
Right. And it is a tax.
Yeah.
I refer to it as a bond, and they corrected me and said it is not a bond, it is a tax.
No, the bond was paid off.
Yes.
And it's zero, it's a tax. There's a special tax.
And I think we voted that in, to leave it in as a tax to make a perpetual fund.
It's voted to stay until 2029.
Yep.
There was a lot of discussion back and forth on that.
Yeah, that back in the day, I remember hearing.
It was.
I mean, I used to come to all the town board meetings because it's the best entertainment the valley has.
It was, yes it was.
2029. That sounds so far away, but it's not.
Yeah, so what they did when they originally did it in 1988, they voted for a 40-year term.
Yeah.
1988.
And so as I understand it, here we go again with, I'm not the expert on this, but I've had discussions about it. As I understand it, it would have to become, it would be something that was put on a ballot and then voted on by the residents of Moapa Township and determined whether they wanted to remove that. That's what I understand. And I, like I said, I'm not pretending to be.
We tried that once. We had a straw vote for that. It was overwhelmingly people wanted it gone.
Really?
The town board chair at the time went to the county commission and says, no, there was a lot of people that were intimidated and didn't want to vote for it. So it stayed.
Gotcha.
But that's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, under the water, we just want to know what it goes to.
What it goes to. I can answer that. I can answer that. As used by Parks and Recreation, it goes to staffing, part-time staffing, which currently we have Jenny Woods, who works out of 2690, and she is here for 20 hours a week. And she, as part of her responsibilities, runs an active learning program.
Right.
And
okay.
She also runs she runs a fitness program on Mondays. We have a fitness instructor that comes over and does it, and it's open and free. And then she is also in the office for the remainder of the time here, so that you have extended office hours during the school year. During the summer, we offer a summer recreation program that Jenny is also responsible for as a 2690. I say Jenny because I'm connecting the name, but
yeah.
The 2690 employee that is year-round, part-time, is responsible for the lead role in that program. We also hire a seasonal part-time staff that assists with that summer recreation program as a 2690 employee. And then we also add, it's called 541 is the fund, which is a revenue, self-generated revenue,
mm-hmm.
where when people pay a fee,
right.
That goes towards it, which we also do with the active learning program, just so that we have an additional staff. That money that we collect goes towards that additional staff, not in lieu of the 2690 funds, which go towards the one part-time staff and then supplies. Supplies being things like athletic activities, supplies, balls, jump ropes, cones, all of those type activity aids.
Mm-hmm.
And then arts and crafts supplies, school supplies, paper, pencils, crayons.
So Bunkerville and Moapa Valley don't have those programs?
They do have programs, but they are 100% self-funded. So if you enrolled your child in preschool here, it's $20 for a six-week session. If you went down to the other valley, it's $100.
Okay.
And that's because there's no additional funding for it.
Right.
It is 100% self-sustaining. Same thing with summer recreation. If you were to enroll your child in summer recreation, you would get 2 days a week in Logandale or Overton or Bunkerville, and it's $85 for those 2 days a week. Whereas here, it's $25 and you get 3 days a week. So you get 18 hours a week here versus 12 hours, and your 18 is significantly
right.
reduced compared to the others. That's not to say that if 2690 were done away with, if it was voted out and went away, we would still offer programs. We would still have office hours. They just would be reduced, and the office hours would be reduced just because we didn't have a 2690 staff. We would still put a general fund staff here for 20 hours a week, which we have now. And that is Shayla.
Okay.
But it would just be that staff.
And, that, and that's the maintenance and lawn care and...
No, it has nothing to do with that.
That's separate.
Right, that's all. RPM took all of that. And so, yeah, they handle all the... Their staff and their funds handle the maintenance.
So is there any funds over and above staffing that's available? Or does it all pretty well go to staffing?
$2,231 goes towards supplies.
Okay.
That is, then I took this straight off my budget. So
yeah.
I looked on the county's budget system. And $230 goes to other insurance, which I would assume because of the staffing is workers' comp. $230
okay.
a year. $500 goes towards local telephone.
So basically, it's supplies and staff.
Yes.
And there's no extra for funding any of these other things on our list.
Not in the annual budget, but okay. when I look at what we spend on supplies and staff,
uh-huh.
Our staffing for the last 4 years has gone. Bear with me on this. I apologize. I'm not a good presenter, but last year was $15,235 was used out of the $21,400
okay.
that's allocated. So $15,235. The year before that, $13,726. Obviously, the pandemic is having
yeah.
an effect on that. The year before that, $18,490. And then the year before that, $18,197. So we're not utilizing all 22,000 for staffing. So that's where I was talking to the finance person, and they said that extra money goes into the 2690 account. It's not.
So it's small. Accumulating.
Right.
Is it available to use if we wanted something besides an indoor swimming pool? Because I don't think we can ever get that on that tax bond.
No, but you can definitely get a fitness
yeah.
Cycle system out here. And
so it is available for other things besides the staffing and stuff.
I don't want to speak for finance because I am not with finance.
Right.
But after hearing that the money does stay with the 2690 fund and isn't
yeah.
swallowed by any other fund in the county, I'm going to say my guess, my assumption would be that, yes, that money is continuing to accrue.
Yeah, okay. I think our concern was it was just going away to the general fund.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
They said that would be illegal. They couldn't. This person I talked to, I said it just like that. So where does the money go to? Does it go to the general
yeah.
fund? And they said, no, that would be illegal. It's a tax, so it has to stay within your tax district,
okay.
which was created just for that fund. Right, Will? That makes sense?
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, how do we utilize this extra money?
I think one thing that's left out, some of that money may be used for some of the special events as well, right? At times when we incur additional cost.
Not presently, because right now, I just cover that. Our general fund covers out, our 101 fund covers, like the turkey bowling and stuff, that was all done with 101 went over.
Right, which we pay into also. Because Moapa has two taxes for Parks and Rec that we pay on our property tax bill. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You know, the one is the 2690, and the other one is the general that everybody pays into. Logandale pays into, Bunker Bells pays into.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
pays into it. So we pay into that fund, like for the staff that you send up here that's not paid out of 2690.
Yeah.
We also pay into that.
General fund, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the 2690, I would say that we need to ask finance how we can, A, find out what the balance is on that,
uh-huh.
and then B, how that money can be allocated for different special projects that you would like to use within
yeah.
the Moapa Town Park.
I mean, truthfully...
Will, could you find that out for us?
Absolutely.
If it's approximately $4,000 a year that's accumulating since 1989, we might be able to get you a swimming pool. I mean, I'm just saying that there should be a substantial sum of money sitting there.
We'd have to generate more funds to maintain it.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying that, you know, if it's approximately $4,000, then, you know, I realize it goes up and down, but...
I said, I looked up the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I go deeper than that, but...
Yeah, but I'm not aware of any major changes in programming and stuff that's, you know, decreased.
I know that at one time, when I first started with the county, for my first 5 years with the county, there was an employee, a full-time employee, that was paid out of the funds generated here, out of 2690 funds. And it was voted on at that time, and that employee was taken out, that full-time was taken out, and that position was absorbed by the county's general fund.
Yeah.
So for at least, and I was hired in 93.
Yeah.
So until I'm going to guess 98, right there, somewhere around there, that first 10 years, that there was funding for a full-time staff out of that. After that, it became...
Yeah, so 20 years. Say even 20 years at 4,000. That's, you know, $80,000 that's sitting around. I mean, yeah, I realize that things go up and down and it might not truly be there, but that could be a substantial chunk of money to get some of these stuff done.
Like water fountains, the water. Actually, I saw that those water bottle fountains was inside the building. Are they outside? I haven't walked around, but I know that they were inside.
They had a grant to get that done, a resource conservation grant. And they put them in all the centers. So it's definitely inside because I know they put them in everything we have here. It's not outside because it did not involve it's what they got a grant for. It's not a product that can be outside. That'd get beat up and hammered on in about 2 weeks outside. So that's something to work on for outside, but they'd have to get a different type of a product to do outside. But that, there again, that is something that...
And Sunday morning was 18 degrees and it had to be... freeze resistant.
I know we have one at our office that's outside, at the extension office. There's one outside.
Sorry. Is yours freezer resistant?
It works just fine.
I fill up my water bottle all the time there.
We haven't had an issue with that one freezing. It's okay for outside.
I'm more of speaking towards just getting beat up because if you look at the one, I don't think they don't have one in this building. They should have one in this building if there was a drinking fountain ever. We're supposed to replace them in all.
There's a drinking fountain out in the, or was one out in the hallway. I don't know if there still is or not. But there used to be, I'm pretty sure. I think.
Yeah, in that little like hall.
Yeah.
It's an old one. It's a big old square one.
Yeah.
But what I was speaking to is primarily that it's got a lot of plastic parts on it. If they were going to put it outside, they would want to do more of the steel and.
I think ours is more metal at the office, it seems like.
This is not Parks and Rec's building, though, is it?
No, this is...
RPM.
It's just an RPM building, right? Justice Court and the fire department.
Blake, do you have anything?
I don't. Hey, what were you saying, Bob? You attended that meeting down there in Logandale? How was that?
They were going to reschedule it for tonight before this meeting. But no, they never got the announcements out, and they were just doing they were just going to try to sell us on it, and they had a couple of nice, handsome young people to sell us, and it was, they kind of got an earful from those of us that showed up. There was only about six people showed up, but they said they were going to reschedule it for another time, and we suggested tonight before this meeting, but they didn't ever do it.
And then Amelia had made a comment that there's no applications filed for that Red River solar project at this time.
I'll bring that up in the general, in the comments of the general public. This is John's time right now.
Yeah.
Well, is there any more questions for...
Not for John. For Will, is there any way that from finance that we can get a list of the different funds that fund Moapa? I mean, like fuel taxes or sales taxes or business taxes, anything like that?
Because, sure, I'm sure we'd be able to.
You know, if we kind of knew what money comes in or what generates funds, when something comes before the board, we could kind of have an idea whether it's worthwhile.
Yes.
You know, that's, I mean, bottom line, Moapa doesn't have much, and the only way to get more is to get more funding.
I'd be happy to reach out to finance and try to find out as much information as possible.
Yeah, like what comes in, where it goes out, what we could try to improve.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you. And thanks, John. I really appreciate you coming up and explaining stuff to us.
Oh, I try. Thank you. Thank you for having me up. Residential construction tax also, that's another one that I know is paid into.
Oh, really? What is that?
When people build homes or properties, a certain fee is attached to that tax.
Uh-huh.
It goes towards parks, amenities within that community. It used to be a big topic. When the building was going crazy.
Yeah.
But over the last 10 years, we just haven't had the same level of building. It used to be a big thing that parks benefited amenities.
Does that go towards like schools or fire departments or anything like that? Or
there's
mainly
a portion of it that does, but a portion of it goes towards park development as well, yes.
Okay.
So that would be. It's not Will either. It's not to put Will on the spot at all, but it's just something that's interesting when you look at all the different taxes that a county has.
Yeah.
Where different money is put out of those taxes. That is an interesting question.
Well, it is. I mean, like, if there's a certain industry that's going to benefit. I mean, I know we had a lot more money when Nevada Power, and we had a lot more industry up here.
Yep.
You know, so. But if it's a business that's not going to, and even like with the subdivision that John and Blake were talking about, I mean, does that bring in enough to make it worth the hassle type thing?
Yeah. It's supposed to help offset those infrastructure pains from growth. Yeah, I agree.
Cool beans. Anyone else?
I'm done.
We're done?
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Item 6, planning and zoning, none. 7, general business, none. 8, comments by the general public.
I wanted to bring up the subdivision meeting that supposedly happened the day of
state
football game. Did they ever? Have they been in your contact with your office about getting another public meeting?
Yeah, they're going to reschedule the meeting. They recognize they're wrong in the location of the meeting. They're going to make sure that the meeting is located in Moapa, and they're going to send out a notice to everyone. And from what I understand, the meeting was more of a listening session to try to see what could be agreed upon to try to establish or do a project there. What would you all like to see there? And they were just trying to work and trying to cooperate and see if they can come to some type of agreement or something that would be acceptable to the community.
Now, once they have the community meeting, are they going to come before us again?
So the item has already been voted on. I'm not certain that it would come before you again, but I
know. If they modify it, do they have to come before us again? If they go from 38, there are however many houses they were going to put there, to 10.
Let me. I don't want to tell you something wrong. So let me ask the DA's office, and I can get you an answer.
Because we denied
it, didn't
we? Voted it down.
Right.
But we suggested that if they kept it with the same zoning, we'd welcome those houses in our community.
Right.
Without the zoning change.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I can definitely get an answer for you. But I know that it's, since it's already been voted on, depending upon what happens, it may not come back for you.
Blake, what's the name of that company again, the Red?
That's Moapa Pioneers 1919 Trust.
No, the solar farm.
Oh, Red River Solar?
Red River Solar. Do you have any information on that, Will?
As far as I know, it's inactive. There's no movement on it. I know they attempted or were looking at trying to get some support from the BLM, and as far as I know right now, it's there's no movement on it. The lady that Amelia offered from BLM, she offered to answer any questions as far as from their standpoint. So, and that's as much as I know about it as of right now. I don't think that it's currently moving forward.
Okay, if you hear that it does,
yes,
make
absolutely.
Sure you let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Just something that's kind of interesting on that. So I was in there in the office of the Pioneers that want to put in those houses. We were talking about some other stuff, but they were saying that if that solar project went in as designed, because they have a bunch of properties all over the United States, and they said that would be the largest solar project in the United States.
Okay.
Just right above us. And they said that they would be on our side of combating it if it did move forward or come to fruition, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, if I hear anything further about it, I'll definitely let you guys know and keep you updated on it. And I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance for those of you, I don't think I got to introduce myself, Ms. Lola, but my name is William Preddington. I'm the liaison for Commissioner Kilpatrick. My information's there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out anytime. Happy to help.
Great, I apologize for being late.
William or Will or Bill or?
Hey, whatever you.
What do you prefer? I'll try to remember.
You can call me Will.
Okay, Will is this.
But she did mention that we were going to try to go to quarterly meetings, or we would be moving to quarterly meetings. That doesn't mean that anything would not come before the board. Everything would still have to come before the board, just for the sake of time. So I just want to give you a heads up that may be happening.
Save you a few trips out here.
That too.
You come out from Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What part of Vegas do you live in? Just what neighborhood area?
I live in North Las Vegas.
Oh.
So you have to take your truck back to the county building, or?
Yes.
And then go back home?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, we kind of do quarterly meetings already, unless there's an issue that, you know, like a zoning issue.
Right.
Yeah, something else comes up, we have a special meeting, and it's accommodate the people who have zoning issues or whatever that need to be done. Don't have to make them wait 3 months for it.
Yeah. Well, our last meeting
will that still
was
be the case?
I'm pretty sure it will
be. Because our last meeting was September, so
okay. We're
kind of quarterly anyway.
So, but yeah, again, I will try to follow up and find out exactly what the remaining balance is in the park tax fund. From what I understand, there's no active bonds, right?
No, there's no active bonds.
I will also try to see what other taxes are generated and from here.
Yeah.
And where that money is allocated. Then I will also find out about if the subdivision project is approved, whether or not it will come back before the board if it's significant changes.
Okay.
Thanks. Good remembering. Anyone else?
Not much fun information, huh, Verna?
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
The last one in Overton was 5 minutes long.
Really?
He came all the way out from Vegas.
Well, we're going to have to beat that.
It's all good.
All right, next meeting date, January 25th, 2022. Meeting is adjourned.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Do I just hit stop, or I think I'm gonna let go?